ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get ready to rumble!
Sporting Base.
Welcome, welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Welcome, 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 in case this is your first time. I go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, my man?
Good and you, man?
Ah, great, man, great, man. So, we have three topics today, but we're going to put it into one. Yeah. So, first of all, we're going to talk about the NBA. Secondly, we're going to talk about the FIFA World Cup that's coming up. Woohoo!
Yeah.
And Zidane.
Woo!
Yeah. So, apparently, Zidane is abandoning someone. Yeah. Calvin's not happy. Let me just
put it
that
way. I don't know if it's really an abandonment.
No, you're not happy that this is happening.
I don't think it's an abandonment, but it depends how...
But you don't like the decision that he's making. You don't know.
But if he makes it, I know.
You know.
He's going to make that team good. That's why I'm like, no. From that perspective, yeah, I'm like, Zidane, no. But you see, but if his teammates and like other people, managers are not happy, then no way. I'm also not happy, man.
Yeah. But obviously, with this whole Real Madrid issue, I'm not sure. Like, because you guys been doing well, though.
No, look. For me, he's been sitting for a while, obviously, since Ancelotti took over, but hasn't coached.
Oh, he hasn't coached, yet.
Yeah, that's why there's a big rumor going around that he might be going to PSG.
That's
crazy,
he's going to, like, big stars in Mbappe. Ramos, Messi, and Neymar. I mean, those four names alone. Well, but the question is, if he can handle Ronaldo, will he be able to handle those four stars like that? Oh my gosh! What do you expect? What do you expect from Zidane? We don't know.
Look, but yeah, I say it's an opportunity also if you look at it from that way. He's not coaching Madrid anymore, so he can't. Obviously, he played for Madrid. He coached Madrid. He won cups for Madrid. So I don't know, but I think also it's an opportunity. That's why I'm scared.
Scared?
PSG might actually be good.
Now look, when we come back, we're gonna speak more about the FIFA World Cup that's coming up, and we're gonna speak about the Golden State Warriors just won the NBA. So congratulations to them. And we're gonna discuss more about Zidane moving to PSG. It's a bit of a concern for.
Yeah, it's concerning me because he'll know. I bet you he'll know how to play. Neymar, Messi, and Mbappe.
I'm sure.
And I believe in his startup, he'd probably have one of them not even starting up. Putting him in the second half. He'll know what to. That's why Zidane is.
Yeah, 100%.
Zidane is like Pep for me.
Ah!
But on steroids.
Not
steroids.
But anyway, when we come back, we're going to discuss more about that. Radio has never been better.
Active FM.
Active FM. Remember, Christ music is heart music.
Welcome back. Where radio has never been better. Of course. Yes. But now, the FIFA World Cup, it's coming up, right? And I saw some interesting teams here. Very, very interesting teams. The match is starting on the 21st of
November. Where is it taking place
again? It's taking place in Qatar. Qatar is actually close to Dubai.
I forgot about that.
So it's taking place in Qatar. It's close to Dubai, by the way. So, you know, it's going to be one interesting FIFA World Cup. So, Senegal versus Netherlands on the 21st.
Wait, before you start, can I ask something?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Is South Africa in there, bro?
We're going to find out. We are going to find out. Now,
if they're not there, bro, of course I have to choose Spain. You know what I'm saying?
You want to choose Spain? Yeah, why? Because you're supporting Real Madrid.
You know.
Is that what you're doing
course,
right
bro.
Now? Okay. So
I'm faithful.
So, Senegal versus Netherlands. England versus Iran. Qatar versus Ecuador. And, I wouldn't say this team is whack, but yeah. USA versus Wales.
Why did you say that?
USA. Have you watched their match in soccer, guys? From 2010, the recent World Cup, but USA, guys. But anyway, man, let me not say. But Argentina versus Saudi Arabia. Argentina's there. Obviously, Messi is going to be there. Denmark versus Tunisia. Mexico versus Poland. France, the one that won the previous World Cup, is going to face Australia. Now, I didn't know Australia is good in soccer. I known them for rugby, though.
I don't know, actually. I haven't seen them play.
That's what I'm saying. But anyway, Morocco versus Croatia.
Croatia,
yeah. Germany. Hey! Versus Japan. I already predict Germany is going to win this one.
Why would you say that?
Bro. Have you seen Germany play, though?
Things change. It's a long time now, you know.
Japan
can adjust and it could be the other way around. Japan could beat Germany.
And your favorite country, Spain versus Costa Rica. Right?
That one is predictable.
Exactly.
That's predictable.
That's so.
It's like a 5-0, 6-0.
5-0? Wow. Just wow. What a prediction. Okay, Belgium versus Canada. Okay, Belgium is quite good. They have a lot of African players. You get what I'm saying? But Switzerland versus Cameroon. Cameroon's Africa. Yeah. Guys, they're qualified. No. I'm actually proud of Africa, man. Uruguay versus South Korea.
Predict that one.
Okay, Uruguay. Look, I've seen they played very well, Uruguay. South Korea also played very well. So I expect maybe from Uruguay, I support Uruguay, by the way. I expect a 3-1. Yes, okay. I said it.
Okay.
I said it. Okay, predict this one. Portugal versus Ghana.
We're writing this prediction.
Portugal versus Ghana.
Portugal versus Ghana.
Ghana. You have seen Ghana play. You have seen Portugal play.
I'd give it Portugal.
Okay.
We believe in soon.
Okay. So, but in the last World Cup, they didn't do so well, though. Got kicked out.
Yeah, no, things change, bro.
But things change. That's what people
he's
say.
He's probably gonna give his best now that it's probably his last.
World Cup.
He's probably gonna give
his all. Yeah, I believe so.
Because if you look at Messi in the previous game that he played, I forgot what was the team, they won 5-0. And all the goals were from Messi. So that's crazy.
Now, Brazil versus Serbia. I just hope Neymar doesn't get an injury. Because remember the last time when he got injured,
they literally kicked Neymar, bro.
He got injured. The fans started crying. I'm like, let's hope.
You see even in the slow-mo they die. This guy is
he's injured. Wales. We know Wales for playing rugby. But they're going to soccer. Now they...
You haven't watched Wales.
Wales in the soccer. Wales. Like in Wales, in rugby, I've watched. Soccer, no. to be honest. But they're facing off against Iran.
Predict their draw.
Oh my gosh, you're making this hot for me, man.
Yeah, we're taking this.
Guys, you're making this hot for me, man. Like, okay, Wales, Iran. I'll say, I expect a draw, yeah. I'll say 2-2. Yes, I said it, 2-2.
I give it to Wales, 1-0.
1-0? Wow. Okay, Qatar versus Senegal. I give it to Senegal straight.
Yeah, Senegal.
Yeah, Senegal's good. Okay, predictions. I can say 4-2 for me.
Yeah, it's too far.
No, what do you mean it's too far? No, what do you mean it's too far? I'm giving grace to Qatar. Yeah. Come on. No.
Have you watched Qatar first?
Qatar,
let's
no.
Let's start there. You see, now you need to go watch them, then you can probably predict.
But you have never seen Qatar.
Yeah, that's, we don't know.
You don't know what to expect from them. Netherlands versus Ecuador. Okay, I'm not going to predict. England versus USA. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. England versus USA. I'll give this to England. I'll definitely give this to England. Tunisia versus Australia. I'm not going to predict. Poland versus South Arabia. Now South Arabia is playing. I've seen them play. They play very well. Poland as well. But I'll give this one to
Poland.
Why Poland, my man? I was going to give it to South Arabia. Yes, I said it. They play very well. 3-2.
Okay.
Yes. France versus Denmark, Mr. Calvin. They won the previous World Cup, so what's your predictions there? You have seen them play.
Okay. Well, the previous game they drew, so...
Mm.
They played 1-1.
Oh, okay.
So, I give this one to...
To what? To France. What?
France. I'm kidding. I'd give it to France.
Okay. So, obviously, there's Spain versus Germany. Oh, Spain versus Germany. You versus me, my man. Spain versus Germany, yes.
Let's not forget, Germany is a killer. So,
remember?
Yeah. Wait, when is that match?
It's on the 27th of November.
Okay, this one is a serious match. We need to put a...
It's a very,
Germany versus Spain.
That's a tough one for me. Look, because they're both good. Look, Germany versus Spain, man. Extra time for me, man. Extra time for me. That's why I'm predicting. No, extra time.
It's sad to say, but I just
don't
say
it. It's sad to say, my man.
I say maybe,
a what?
3-1.
What? Wait.
So Germany is going to beat us.
Wait. Okay. Germany. But okay.
Bro,
okay.
I'm fair.
You acknowledged. You have acknowledged.
That's a serious one. Germany is good, bro.
Germany is good.
Most of these players are actually from Bayern Munich, so.
Yeah. So anyway, before
majority.
Before we be going to that, I just want to let you know that the Golden State Warriors, as you know, the Golden State Warriors has been playing against Boston Celtics in basketball NBA. Now, Golden State Warriors, they won the NBA. So congratulations to them. Steph Curry was the MVP. He's the MVP, like the man of the match in basketball. Now he's equal to LeBron James. Ooh. You get what I'm saying? So which is very good. But Zidane is quite worrying me, right? He's worrying me because... Do you think he's going to manage that team, though? Like, he can manage Barcelona. He has played... Bro, no, not Barcelona, Real Madrid.
Zidane.
Yes.
For sure. I give him 100%.
Yeah. Because he played...
I give him 100.
But he's been insane. Like almost his whole life.
Yeah.
He's going to Paris?
He's a threat. He's a real threat, honestly, as a coach if he goes to PSG.
So are you guys saying Real Madrid is threatened with him going to PSG? Because
I don't know if Real Madrid is. I'm threatened, you know.
But now,
because he will make PSG great, that I will bet you.
But if they come, Real Madrid versus PSG, and Zidane is managing that team, all I've got to say is that it's not gonna be a walk in the park. I was about to say it's gonna be a walk in the park for PSG. Yes, I said it, Calvin. Yes, because look, he knows Real Madrid. Let's start there.
Yeah.
He knows Real Madrid. He played for Real Madrid. He coached Real Madrid. It's not gonna be a walk in the park. Because no, to be honest, you guys are good. No lie, you guys are very, very good. You guys are very good.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy. I think it's confirmed, but I don't know. Because I've been seeing like a lot, even on Sky Sports. But you try and like, no, maybe these people are lying.
Maybe these people are lying,
the media,
yeah.
You know? So, but there were reports like Zidane demands two signings as part of joining PSG. So basically, he wants some players to be signed before he joins PSG.
So he wants players to be signed.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. So obviously, that's already for me. It's, these people are already focusing on Zidane wanting players. So which means he's, it's crazy.
Yeah,
but
it is.
I'd like to see PSG now with Zidane.
Yeah, but here's the problem. What if he versus you guys though? Aren't you guys a bit concerned that, hey guys, we need to up our game here?
I'm waiting probably. I feel like the next time I'm going to change a coach. I feel like the next time I'm going to change a coach is when Manchester United fires their coach.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to buy him because I know them. I trust them to fire that guy.
Wow. Wow.
Bro, let's be honest. How many shows have we done here?
What, Manchester United?
Yeah, them every time losing matches and matches. No, it's this coach. They did it with Mourinho.
We've been doing that.
They've been saying, no, this year we're getting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but they got this guy now. Let's see.
Yeah, but look, obviously with Alex Ferguson, for me, he was a good coach in Manchester United. But obviously, when Mourinho started coming, I remember this day, like, they were accusing Mourinho for Manchester United losing. We did a show about that. They win, they lost, they win, they lost, they lost, they lost, they lost, they win, they lost, they lost, they lost, they win. Guys, it's a bit concerning for me. I mean, even you said, Calvin, says, guys, I'm tired of talking about Manchester United.
No,
can
we
please
a new coach now?
No.
But I'm happy.
You are
for
tired.
Them, you know? Like PSG now. Oh no, man, no.
You're a bit scared, my man. No, you sound a bit scared. Talking about when you tell Zidane moving to PSG,
Really, I'm not scared for Madrid, you know. But obviously I know it's Zidane. Come on.
But hey, if you're here for Champions League and you guys in the final.
And PSG is a great team, let's be honest.
Yeah, it is.
And they've been doing great, but obviously there's those big, big matches they're supposed to win that they don't win.
Yeah.
So obviously they win the League One, which is like, that's, you know what I'm saying. But hey, we want you in the bigger.
Don't get me wrong,
League One is big.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying against teams. Yeah. Bigger teams like Madrid, you know?
Bigger teams like Madrid!
I'm kidding, but yeah, it should be, for me, yeah, they should be.
But you guys should up your game, though. Let's not forget that.
Bro, my game is up.
I
bought a defender.
Okay.
I bought a midfielder. A latest midfielder.
Okay,
100%. Tchouaméni.
Okay.
Number 18. Great midfielder from Monaco.
But
so
now,
watch out. I think they bought him for a reason, of course, since they didn't get Mbappe. Because if you think about it, they got this boy and he for 85 million, bro.
85 million.
Now,
pounds,
obviously,
yeah.
they were trying to fight it to say, no, it's a high price for a young guy. Like, I think he's 21.
Yeah.
21 or 20.
Yeah.
But he plays great football.
Yeah.
So I think for me, they bought him I don't know, because
yeah.
If you look at Modric, ish, bro, let's be honest, we're losing Modric now. He's still good, doing good stuff, but he's not as fast.
He's not as fast
still
anymore.
Kicks great. You know what I'm saying?
He's not as fast as before, yeah.
So he signed again a contract till next year, you know? So 2023. Of course.
Yeah.
That's why they bring him in. So Modric, I saw already the formation. Guys, I know Madrid's formation.
Ah!
So in the middle is going to be Tchouaméni.
Okay.
Valverde.
Okay.
And Camavinga. So
This is crazy. So. But anyway, before we close, obviously the FIFA World Cup is coming up, and unfortunately, South Africa, is not there on the FIFA World Cup. I am so sorry, Mr. Calvin. I know you're disappointed.
No, not really.
Ah!
Come on. It's my team, bro. It's my home team.
Yeah, but look.
I think also it's how they choose players, you know what I'm saying, that plays for the, national team.
Yes, for the national team.
It's not like we have bad players. Come on.
Yeah, 100%, fam.
So what they choose to put in the main team,
Yeah, it's like, I'm looking forward to the FIFA World Cup. Yeah. Really, I'm really looking forward to it. But anyway, guys, that is it from us. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter on ActiveFM777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
All right. Man, it's been good. It's been real. From a sovereign government. We got to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Enjoying the show? Stay updated, stay entertained with ActiveFM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us. Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.